Resources for Living by Lynn Unger, Minister for Lifespan Learning, Church of the Larger Fellowship. I had a proud parenting moment the other day. My young adult daughter texted me, "I have officially become the kind of annoying adult that won't shut up about politics." I replied, "This makes me so happy." Yes, I do feel that it says something good about my parenting that my kid is paying attention to politics. When she was little, I made a point of taking her along with me to the polls to vote, so that we could talk about how important the process of informed voting is. And yes, when she turned 18, I badgered her into actually filling out her ballot and getting it in on time. My daughter is a young Black woman, and I feel like the world needs her vote, and she needs to feel that she can have an effect, however small, in shaping our country toward the way she wants it to be. When I was her age, I did vote. I haven't missed a presidential or congressional election since I turned 18. But I was hardly the kind of adult that wouldn't shut up about politics. Politics seemed to me something like flossing, an annoying chore that you attended to because apparently it was important. Understanding issues was complicated and the information tedious. Politicians were better or worse, but not inspiring. Then in women's studies classes in college, I learned the phrase, "the personal is political." That began to capture my imagination. How we live our lives, the choices we make, the way we treat the people around us, the words we speak or write, the songs we sing, it's all political. Who we are as individuals shapes who we are as communities and who we are as a nation. That made sense to me. It also gave me an out. If I wasn't going to protests or writing letters or campaigning, well, I was doing other things, personal things. Beyond voting and the very occasional protest, my politics stayed pretty personal for some time. I just couldn't bring myself to get invested in any activist way. I moved to Idaho in 1991 to serve my first congregation as an out lesbian. Surely that was a personally political act. Well, in 1992, Kelly Walton, a local minister far into the right wing of Christianity, started collecting signatures for an initiative that would stop gay people from having quote-unquote special rights, like employment non-discrimination. And the personal got a whole lot more political. Somehow, 2 years later, when they had gathered enough signatures to get Initiative 1 on the ballot, I ended up as the chair of a faith-based organization opposing the initiative, and got out on the streets canvassing people to talk about why Prop 1 was wrong. In the end, the initiative was defeated 50.38% to 49.62%, and we couldn't help but feel that our efforts made a difference. I'd like to claim that my experiences of turning the personal political turned me into a lifelong activist, but that would be a considerable exaggeration. I hate calling people with a nearly phobic passion, and standing in a group of people yelling just makes me feel squirmy. I make the occasional phone call, write the occasional letter, attend the occasional march. But I read about politics, and as the political situation gets more extreme and more bizarre, my reading takes on an almost frantic quality, as if by knowing more I would have more control over the political tidal waves crashing through my country. Politics has gone from being tedious to horror movie levels of jaw-dropping terror. And I find that I have become the kind of annoying adult who won't shut up about politics. To my friends, to strangers on Facebook, to anyone who will read what I write or engage in a conversation. Because it has become clear to me that not only is the personal political, the religious is political. Who I am as a minister is not more separable from who I am as a political person than it is from who I am as a mother. And while it is not anywhere explicit in our UU principles and purposes, I believe that it is a central tenet of our faith that we are called to be in conversation. We are called to have convictions about how human beings are treated, with inherent worth and dignity. We are called to have convictions about how the earth is treated, as inseparable from our own lives. And we are called to talk with passion about what matters to us. We are also called to listen intently to what matters to others. We don't have to agree, but we are called to be in the conversation. And we are called to move that conversation beyond the bounds of comfort into the wider world, boldly bringing all of our personhood into the realm of the political, working for a world in which everyone's full personhood can flourish. It isn't easy. We will never do it right, and we will never be done. But that's how it is in any relationship. We talk, we listen, we choose, and then we do it all some more, trying to nudge ourselves, each other, and the wider world towards something that looks more like wholeness.